This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can you inform the viewers about any particular ayahs, verses, or surahs of the Quran which will be beneficial for them to recite during the holy month of Ramadan?
There are many verses, in fact, the whole of the Quran. You recite any verse and inshallah you'll get sawab. But there are a few verses and some surahs that have been pointed out by beloved Prophet Muhammad ﷺ in which there are more benefits. For example, it's mentioned in Sahih Muslim, volume number 2, in the Book of Salah, hadith number 1769, where the beloved Prophet said that, is there any of you who cannot recite one third of the Quran in the night? So the Sahaba said, how is it possible to recite one third of the Quran in one night? So the Prophet said, read Qul Huwallahu Ahad, that is Surah Ikhlas, chapter number 112, for it is one third of the Quran. So if you recite Surah Ikhlas, chapter number 112, verses 1 to 4, which has only 4 verses, it is as though you have recited one third of the Quran. It's further mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, volume number 3, page number 437, which is also classified as Sahih by Sheikh Albani in his Silsila As-Sayyah, hadith number 589, where our beloved Prophet Muhammad said that anyone who recites Surah Ikhlas 10 times, he builds for himself a house in the paradise. If anyone who recites Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, 10 times, he gets a house in paradise. It's further mentioned in a Sahih hadith of Tirmidhi, hadith number 2058, which says that the two surahs, Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, they were revealed, which will protect you from evil, and it's a cure. That means the Muwazzitain, the last two surahs of the Quran, chapter number 113, that is Surah Falaq, and chapter number 114, Surah Nas, they were revealed to protect a person from evil, and it's called as the cure. It's further mentioned in the Sahih Hadith of Tabrani, volume number 8, in the Book of Virtues of the Quran, hadith number 7532, which is also mentioned in Silsila As-Sayyah, hadith number 972, where it's mentioned that anyone who recites the Ayatul Kursi after all the compulsory salah, he will not be forbidden entrance in paradise. Because if you recite the Ayatul Kursi, Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse number 255, after all your obligatory salah, all the 5 compulsory salah, then inshallah you will not be forbidden, you will not be prohibited from entering Jannah. And it's further mentioned in Mustadrak al-Hakim, hadith number 2072, that anyone recites Surah Kahf on Friday, he will get a light which will remain with him till next Friday. There are many such ahadith in which the Prophet has mentioned certain verses which have got superiority. I'll just mention one more. The beloved Prophet said, it's mentioned in Sahih Muslim, volume number 2, in the Book of Salah, hadith number 1757, that if you recite the two surahs, Surah Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran, you will have 2 clouds or 2 canopies or 2 flocks of birds who will intercede for you on the day of resurrection. These are just some of the verses and surahs which the Prophet has mentioned the benefits and the virtues.